producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The hour. Hi. Hi. Hello. How do you do? How many different ways can we say welcome to this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program? What did you say? Who? What?
I said hola.
Hola. Yes, hola. So Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is here as well with us to investigate what's going on in the world. Hello to Facebook friends Christiana, John, Kimberly Ann, Glenn, Dano, David, Bookham. James, and a Bookham. Very creative, Dano. Jennifer. Congratulations.
Yes.
Here's the story behind the story of people like the guy who fell off the cliff in San Diego.
Yeah, distracted guy walking with his cell phone and dumped off the side of a cliff.
Mm-hmm. He didn't jump. He just walked.
No, he dumped himself off.
He dumped himself off, right. How many times have you seen people walking down the street? Or driving a car, just not paying attention to anything involved in any activity in a restaurant, at work, who are so wrapped up. This has become a national, if not international,
it's an issue.
It's a malady. It's a craziness. How many people go to bed at night? You know, and I say this lovingly, aimed at somebody that I love more than life itself. And the last thing at night is, and it's a great tool. We listen to meditations, going to sleep at night off of the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the morning, the first thing you do is look.
Do you think we have ADD?
How many will have or do
no,
have?
No, how many do have ADD now because of all the distractions?
Oh, I don't know.
Our brain is so used to multitasking that we just can't shut it down.
Yeah. Well, but these things contribute to that. There is an estimated 10% of pedestrian injuries that land people in emergency rooms due to distracted walking. Mm. That's thousands of people injured, sometimes killed. I bring that to your attention after this incident with Joshua Burwell, which is his name, fell off the Sunset Cliffs 40 feet to his death. Wasn't watching where he was walking.
Mm-hmm.
He was more looking at the device. And so this is a tragic example, in my mind, of a growing problem. People distracted so much by their phones or other devices. One of the mall security cameras that I saw captured a woman focused on her phone. She walked right into a fountain and fell into the water fountain. I mean, you can laugh about it.
So I have an idea.
Yeah.
What if we do, because you know how sometimes these ideas like kind of hatch organically and make radio people big stars?
Oh, good.
Let's big hatch stars. One of our own.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's do a good day day.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no.
A good day.
Yeah. Where we give up all of our devices for 24 hours.
Really?
It'll be a good day challenge.
The good day challenge. How are we going to prove whether people did or didn't?
Really, we're just going to have to take their words for it. But I think we challenge our listeners to give up social media, give up text messaging for a day.
A day?
Yeah, 24 hours. What do you think? The good day challenge.
Okay.
We'll post it on Facebook.
Yeah, let's see if we can work that out. I'm happy to do it.
Don't you think that'd be fun? I mean, you can still make phone calls. You can still talk to people, but you can't text. You can't do social media. You just have to back away from it for a day. I love it. Let's do it.
Looking at another video that shows a man talking on his cell phone, his smartphone, walk right off the train platform just before the train comes down the track. 78% of Americans said distracted walking is a very serious issue. Another study found people using their phone while walking veered off course 61% of the time. As a matter of fact, last week when we were driving from Massachusetts down to Florida in a rather circuitous route, one afternoon something dropped on the floor underneath my feet, and so I reached down to get it, and I swerved to the left a little bit, and Meredith got all upset. Yeah, what's the matter with you? You're driving, you're crazy, you don't know how to drive anymore, blah, blah, blah. And then she was driving, and she was on her iPhone looking at some message while we were going down. The traffic stopped in front of us, and I'm putting on the brakes on my side of the car.
Automatic ticket.
Yeah. Well, I think that we are oblivious sometimes to how this thing impacts us.
Mm-hmm. Or we think we can handle it all, but we really, our brains can't.
I do it a lot, frankly. I try not to do it while I'm here in California, or do it so that nobody sees me doing it. Yesterday I was on the phone two or three times and I saw police, and I just either stopped the conversation or put the phone in my lap, which is not any different than having the, when you have the, what do you call it, connection in the car. What is that? What is it when you have, not BuzzFeed. What's the...
Bluetooth?
Thank you, BuzzFeed.
I prefer BuzzFeed.
Anyway, so the problem is that I don't think a lot of people admit to having the problem. And it's okay. It's very helpful. It's a great device. Where else can you find... I mean, I'm guilty of it. I would say to her when we're driving or involved in anything, why don't you look that up? Or why don't you see, you know, if you can find that information. It's a marvelous tool for that sort of thing. Any kind of information you're looking for, we'd be listening to a song, or we'd be talking about something, or we'd be wanting to buy something, or and you just, you go to the iPad, or you go to the iPhone or the smartphone, you look it all up. It's amazing. It's a marvelous adventure when you're using it appropriately. But it just gets so distracting. People are sending emails, or people are making dates, or people are trying to find out what the stock market is. Oh, you can do anything on it. It just is so distracting and dangerous. And I think that that's it's. But this stuff is such. It's like common sense. Hello, look up while you're walking. Hello, check both ways before you cross the street. Hello, think about your safety first. Hello, jeepers crow. Why is that so?
We're just so arrogant because we think we can do everything, and we just can't. I mean, we think we can walk and chew bubble gum, and it's not always the case.
I don't chew bubble gum. I chew Wrigley Spearmint gum.
Ew, really? I used to like it, but it gets a little dry in your mouth after a while.
Bubble gum. 13 after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program, Malaysia Airlines in the news again. I'll tell you why in a moment. Right now, though, I want to tell you the story about Genucel, an amazing... I know a lot of people gave this, and I got a note from somebody. Let's see if I can find it here. I thought I had it handy by, but anyway. If you want to take care of your face, the way to do it, the common sense approach, is the approach that I take. Genucel, created by plant stem cell research, bags and puffiness under your eyes. I love it. I use it. And for the first time, you get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment with it absolutely free. Call the folks at Chamonix, 800-543-9262, to put yourself into the position of getting rid of the bags and the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The bags, puffiness caused by water collecting under your eyes. So that's what that product takes care of. And then when you order that at 800-543-9262, you can get a second product free that they've just come out with. This is a wonderful, neat product, the way for you to get rid of the dark circles under your eyes. So you get rid of it as a platinum dark circle treatment. And it comes free with the Genucel order. I think it's a three-month order. So you pay for 3 months worth of Genucel, you get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. It gets rid of one more problem that you have with your eyes. 800-543-9262. It's crazy. Order it this week and they'll upgrade your priority shipping to free. And I mentioned Doug Steffen, 800-543-9262. It's a great, it's just, if you want to feel good about yourself and you go into the new year, look your best. Why wouldn't you want to look your best? Something I've learned in the last 4 years from my pal. Always try to look your best. Wear the best clothing. Make sure you're clean and scrubbed up. And they have a good, it sort of puts a light step in your walk, I think, when you feel good about yourself and how you look. So do this for your face. Do this for you. Call 800-543-9262 and get all these products now. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order a Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Do, 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 do. Coming up on 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and the story of Malaysia Airlines. These poor people. Here's the story of a flight on Malaysia Airlines supposed to head directly northwest to Kuala Lumpur from Auckland, New Zealand. Instead, the flight path headed south, causing the pilot to request clarification. A mistake, minor. Nobody, yeah, they got hurt and there weren't any real delays. But this is an embarrassing thing. This flight took off, and 8 minutes into it, the contact pilot at air traffic control to find out why he seemed to be headed in the wrong direction.
That is hey, so pilot of the plane, all I want from the pilot. Why am I going right. from the wrong view? Where?
Yeah. Well, apparently, you were headed in the southeasterly direction. You're supposed to be going northwest. So they turned him around and headed him in the right direction. But can you imagine? I mean, it's sort of in league with the story from a couple of years ago. Remember the pilots fell asleep and the plane was going to Detroit, but he just kept going when he got to Detroit? Overshot Detroit by, I don't know, 500 miles or so before these guys woke up. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Yeah, and they were like, whoa, yeah.
What are you so upset about? His extra ride for nothing. Hooray. But most of the time, the thing that's really kind of dicey about that, what you don't know maybe, and maybe this is the stuff that keeps you from getting nervous, most of the planes that are doing the relatively long hop, something over 1,000 miles, 1,500 miles, or the transcon stuff, or north and south from, let's say, New Orleans to Chicago, they put enough fuel in them to fly about 40, 45 minutes longer than what the scheduled flight is. So, and this the reason they don't have a full fuel tank all the time is because the plane can go up higher, it burns less fuel, and it moves faster. So, if you put more, if you fill up, the only time they fill up a plane is, for example, you're doing a coast-to-coast in a 737,
right,
which really isn't a transcontinental plane,
then you'll
but
be
they're using
down
it that way, then they fill up the tank. Or if you're going from New York to Europe, or you're going to Asia, then the plane's tanks are filled up. But if you're doing a short hop, an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that, they never fill up the fuel tank because...
How does that make you feel, by the way?
Well, that's the point, yeah. When you think about what in the world could go on, if you get stuck in a pattern, the weather has been so bad lately in some of the areas of the country that there have been a lot of planes stacked up. I haven't seen this for a long time. I haven't gotten involved in this, but I remember once I was flying to England. We were stacked up over London and couldn't get to Heathrow, couldn't get to Gatwick because it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up going to Cardiff, which was a little airport. How it took 747s is way beyond everybody's imagination. But when we were circling, you look out the plane window, and I could see a northwest. I remember this. I remember it like it was yesterday. There was a northwest 747 that was directly across from us. If you look up, there was a Delta 767. Below us was an American Airlines 767. And they were all going around in the same pattern, waiting for a hole to get into the little airport. It was pretty. It was spectacular, but yet it was sobering to realize. And this, we stayed up for a couple, 3 hours. It was a different era then. And then finally landed. And it was, but very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. But it's more uncomfortable if you know how little fuel there is.
Fire up the sides and hope for the best.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline range camps to you February 6th through 14th. The Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
So we have lists of music that we go through from time to time. And as we are at the end of the year, people are going to want to know what the number one song was for 2015. So let's go back to the year 1982 for the number one song of that year, which was Olivia Newton-John and Physical. Number one for the entire year of 1982. Crank it up, Kara.
I've been patient, I've been good. Try to keep my hands on the table. It's been
this week, 1982. All right, let's move up a year to 1983. The Police. Number one song for the year was Every Breath You Take. What a great pop song. Crack this puppy up, Kara, will you?
Every single day.
Every word you say.
I heard you speaking the lyrics.
Yeah. I love this song. Great song. Let's keep going here. Going to get four or five of these tunes in. Good for your memory. Let's move to number one for the year 1984, Mr. Prince. Or is he Prince? Prince.
I think he's just Prince.
Prince. When Doves Cry, I've always been a fan of Prince. It's not because I think he looks cute in chaps. I just think his music is... You think he looks cute in chaps.
You do?
Nah.
Come on.
Prince, When Doves Cry. Crank it up, Kara.
Sicko.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
Prince is a sicko.
No, he's a weird. Good stuff. All right, let's see. Speaking of sickos, number one, 1985 of the whole year, George Michael and Wham.
I'm never gonna dance again. Now we're talking.
Story of my life, I got no rhythm. Ah, that's what I was like. Gotta know better than the cheater friend. You're going to dance with the person you want to dance with forever and ever. The next one, let's see, the first song, number one song from 1986, belonging to Dionne Warwick and her friends. Yeah, this is another great song. By the way, on the list of things that can make you the happiest, and that's certainly something we all strive for, listening to music from the happiest time in your life is a perfect way to get happier. I'm listening to all of this stuff, and I'm completely happy. There's nothing about any of these tunes that would make me feel anything other than happy. Olivia Newton-John, The Police, Prince, Wham. This one especially, though. Number one this week in 1986. That's what friends are for. We're all friends here. 28 past the hour on Good Day. Always come on me.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Economic growth, where does it come from? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel retired Alan West, President and CEO of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Does economic growth come from top-down, government-driven policies aimed at providing largesse, or does it come from the public policies that enable individual investment and innovation? Americans face a dilemma. Do we believe in the entrepreneurial spirit or an entity that determines the direction of our constitutional republic? Thomas Jefferson stated that our inalienable rights emanate from the Creator, not man, and they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in trouble when man begins to believe we do not have a right to pursue happiness, but instead government possesses the obligation to guarantee us happiness. When that occurs, the indomitable entrepreneurial spirit that defines America is defeated. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. One of the things I love about Southern California is how big the oranges and melons are.
Thank you.
I have.
They open in plastic in hand. Yada, 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 yada.
All right. That was what I had in mind. I'm eating an orange.
I bet you are.
Yesterday, and it's just wonderfully juicy and
tasted
flavorful.
Tasted a little like silicone, but it was good.
No, you stop it. All right. So things that will keep us happy.
Mm-hmm.
I was just having. I had this is my snack in the last break was an orange and Skittles. My son left the Skittles here, and so I've been. I don't want to throw them away, so I might as well eat them here and there.
There are people starving in Ethiopia. You do not let those things go to waste.
Never let Skittles go to waste.
Please.
Not my faves. M&M's I like a lot.
I don't really like Skittles. Like if it's not red or purple, the rest of them are sort of a waste.
All right, well, if you don't like Skittles, here's an opportunity. For the next 5 days, you can trade your unwanted holiday gift items or gifts, whatever it is that you have, for Skittles. It's called the Skittles Pawn Shop. It's in Toronto. Mm-hmm. You can go to the pawn shop.
Just a quick trip for me.
Open until, that's handy right around the corner.
Yeah.
Open until the end of the year to get your items appraised. You can find out what your gift is worth in Skittles or in cash. Get it assessed online or in the pawn shop itself. The Skittles Pawn Shop website. You ought to go there and check that out, Jen.
I'm going.
According to the site's frequently asked questions page, the shop does not accept drugs, weapons, or anything illegal.
Well, you can't exchange for Skittles, are you sure?
You got to be 13 or older to participate, and those younger than 13 need their parents to go with them to the store. All items received by the Skittles Pawn Shop will be donated to the Goodwill Center And so here's the opportunity of a lifetime, folks. Go to the pawn shop. I wonder if this would grow, this idea would grow. It's only in Toronto now. Leave it to us to find this. Skittles are Skittles, right? There's nothing profound in that statement.
Skittles are Skittles.
Skittles are Skittles. That story at DougSteffen.com, along with a lot of other things. I think we ought to put this. This is a reference model. This is a reference, Doug. This is R.E., Doug Steffen Research. A dollar. Today is worth a dollar, right?
Okay.
If you go back to 1950, the dollar that we have now is worth 12 cents in that currency. In other words, if you the dollar's worth 9.6% less now than it was there. A 1950 dollar is worth 12 cents in buying power today. That makes sense?
You know, it kind of does, because I was watching the I Love Lucy holiday spectacular on CBS.
Yes, I'm sure you were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
right. I love Lucy. I love her. Mm-hmm. And the Christmas episode talks about Fred going out and getting a tree to surprise the Ricardos. And mm-hmm. he comes back in and says, oh, you know, it's our gift to you. And he goes, our gift? It costs $5. $5 for a Christmas tree. Can you imagine?
$5.
Think about the cheapest
$50
Christmas
is a cheap tree now.
Yeah, it's $50. Yeah. It puts it really, when you hear that, it puts it in perspective.
Okay, so be happy about the value of the dollar and how many dollars we have to carry around. I find myself more often than not now carrying 20s instead of 10s and 100s instead of 50s.
Good to know. Where are you going to be later today?
I got rid of all the cash.
You're the pickpocket?
I paid the guy for delivering the car. But be happy you don't live in Zimbabwe.
I am.
The Zimbabwean dollar holds the record for the greatest number of zeros. The Zimbabwean dollar, as compared to the U.S. dollar, is 100 trillion times less valuable. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 zeros. Mm. Hungary has the record for the largest banknote ever issued. The amount was not on there. It was spelled out. But the Zimbabwean dollar is... like, hello, it's worthless. Remember the days, did you study this in high school when you were studying U.S. history, the Depression, people used to fill up a wheelbarrow with dollar bills to go to the store to get a loaf of bread?
No.
Do you ever see that? Oh, yeah. And that didn't just happen here. That happened, I think it happened in Germany. That was one of the reasons that the Germans were so eager to have somebody else running their country, because they were paying so much money for simple things like bread, milk, eggs, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, that's right. If you're in a tough time, New Year's, holidays, a lot of people break up. A lot of couples go their separate ways, and so it could be a sad time for many people. If you're dissolving a relationship and you're interested in some help, there is a website, there's an app. Actually, there are a number of social media tools that are for hire. The one that I find interesting is the Breakup Shop. This is the site, we've talked about this before, that you can go to. They will tell your girlfriend or boyfriend that it's over. Prices vary from $5 to $80.
That is so wimpy. Would you do
Isn't that?
That you
awful.
Wouldn't
yeah.
do that. If you
yeah,
were not invested anymore, wouldn't you just man up and say, hey, look,
yeah, right.
it's over. It's not the easiest yeah. thing, but come on. It's so much worse to have someone do it for you. That's so gross.
Ew. Yeah, it is.
I want to get the list. You know how somebody hacked Ashley Madison?
Yes.
We should hack the list of people that use
people.
The service.
Right. Yep.
Those
You're
people
on.
Are wimps, and they should never be given a job, because if they can't handle their personal lives, they sure are not going to be able to handle your company.
Yes. Phew. There you go. I would not like to do it. I've had those sort of circumstances in the past.
That's horrible.
I don't want to go into whatever I've done. But
no, but it's horrible. I'm sure you were probably pretty brutal. I bet there were some brutal moments.
Ooh, ouch.
Am I right? You don't have to tell me, but were there some brutal ones?
I don't have to tell you. If I say yes, then you're going to want to know who it is.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to ask any other questions, but I'm guessing that there were a few brutal in your history.
I think there have been some times in my life when things weren't going well.
Because you could be blunt.
I can't be blunt. That's true.
Didn't you get left in an airport by one of your previous
friends? I did. Didn't,
yeah, that's not good on your side. Right. I mean, on her side. That's not good.
Well, the way it is. Yeah, listen.
But think about it. All those breakups that you thought were the end of the world, you know, growing up, you go, you know, your first first love. You think it's the end of the world. You'll never love again. Mm. And then you do. And you look, you're better for it. You end up in a better place.
Really? Let me write that down.
I think so. I mean, think about it. Without the breakups and the
horrible stuff. It depends on how invested you are and what the story is really all about.
Maybe.
I think that's really what happens there. Video of the day today at DougStefan.com from the folks at BuzzFeed. New Year's is or Bluetooth. New Year's is only around the corner. They have compiled the internet's top hangover cures.
Ah!
So if you want the hangover cures, then you can check out the story at DougStefan.com. And I promised that I would give you a few reasons or a few ways for you to be happy and healthy. Think about these habits. For the new year, I mentioned playing music from the happiest time in your life. Smiling and wearing sunglasses is something that seems to work. Always think about your goals. Think about Rocky and his goal. Think about what you want to accomplish. A good night's sleep is also very important to feeling good. It helps to reduce stress so much. Stop smoking and drinking and doing things. This is some people are involved in a vicious circle of procrastination. And they put everything off. And that causes a whole bunch of stress. You don't want that. Relax. Have a good time. Have a good New Year. In a moment, one of the things, speaking of the New Year, that most people focus on is how to lose weight. So we've invited Dr. Scott Kahan, who is the director of the National Center for Weight and Wellness in Washington, to tell us what the best solutions are when it comes to weight loss. So when you make your resolution, you want to tie one of these strategies to it. Coming right up here on Good Day.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And it feels like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99. 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19. There has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 44 past the hour. Jennifer and I have Dr. Scott Kahan with us. He's the director of the National Center for Weight and Wellness in Washington, serves on the faculties at Johns Hopkins, George Washington University, George Washington University School of Public Health, has a clinical practice, works as a public health physician, specializing in nutrition and obesity policy. Man, this guy is on top of it.
He's got
it. He serves also as director of the Strategies to Overcome and Prevent Obesity, known as STOP. So, let's get into how people can actually succeed, Dr. Kahan, with their resolution to lose weight, because most of the time these things don't work. You know it, I know it, we all know Americans try it, and they say, okay, after a month, they give up, or they pay a lot of money. January, the advertising world is full of join this spa or this health club or go join this weight loss program. So under the circumstances, they fail so frequently. Why? Is it psychological? Physical? Why don't these things work?
Yeah, and we have now good data to support exactly what you just said. So a survey we just published showed that the majority of American adults have made New Year's resolutions to lose weight. On average, they've made 8 attempts over the years, and few succeed. 6 out of the 8 times they reported to have failed. So there's a number of reasons for why that is. One is that these New Year's resolutions tend to be arbitrary and urgent. So people tend to dive in, but they don't have a plan in place for what to do. And so they tend to follow fad-type programs, perhaps something they saw a celebrity doing on TV or something they read in a magazine, but not something that's based on science. And they tend to follow one-off type quick-fix programs. So it may be following this diet or it may be doing this exercise program, but we have very good data that whenever we can combine strategies together, they tend to work much better in combination than any one-off strategy alone. So those are some of the reasons that our New Year's resolutions tend to fail us.
All right, so let's talk about the first thing people right now, today as they're listening to this, if you want to lose weight, what do you do?
Well, let me offer two initial things. First of all, got to make it realistic. We tend to aim for miraculous amounts of weight loss that is unrealistic. But if we can aim for 5 to 10% of body weight loss, we know that this is both achievable and typically leads to major health benefits. So, for example, we have good data that a 7% weight loss leads to a 60% reduction in diabetes risk. It doesn't mean that you can't lose more than 5 to 10%, but aiming for 5 to 10% is a really great place to start. It's realistic and generally will lead to feeling much, much better. The second thing is planning ahead. Don't just wing it. Have a science-based plan in place. Know what you're aiming for, and don't leave decisions in the moment. So, for example, let's say you're trying to eat a healthy lunch. If you don't have a plan in place for that, then you go to work, you go through the day, by the time lunch comes around, you're hungry, you're tired, you're stressed, and it's very easy to just go to a fast food restaurant or the like, if you have to decide in the moment. On the other hand, if you've planned ahead and either brought in a healthy lunch, or if you've planned ahead and you have already researched where you're going to go to lunch and what's a healthy option that you like, that you can order there, there's a much higher likelihood of being able to follow through with that even when you're not feeling all that good about it in the moment because you're tired and hungry and so forth. So those are the two places that I would start with.
All right. Now, you are behind something called the Smart Changes Program. Why is that likely to be difficult? Is that that's attached to the STOP program at George Washington University?
Let me just correct you there. So I'm not behind that program. I'm just here giving you some information about it. It's not attached to George Washington University.
Okay.
What the Smart Changes program is a helpful way of combining two science-based strategies for weight management. One of them is a behavioral strategy, and that is the Mayo Clinic Diet Program, which is a good science-based behavioral program. It includes a bunch of helpful tools and resources like meal planners and recipes and weight and habit trackers and so forth. And the other is an FDA-approved medication called Qsymia, which has been shown to help with weight loss and long-term maintenance of weight loss. And both both of these tend to work better when we combine it together rather than either one alone.
All right. So if you want more information on this, is very compelling information, a lot of great weight loss resolution suggestions at the Center for Weight and Wellness.com. That address again, online, Center for Weight and Wellness.com. Dr. Khan has worked hard to put this and a lot of other people too together, so it's to your benefit to check it out. Center for Weight and Wellness.com. Dr. Scott Kahan here. Good day. Thank you, sir.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for details on some of the top stories of the day. The stories, Tech Talk time. Greg and whoever else we are. Everybody's on vacation this week. What's the big idea?
Well, you know, it's that time of year when everybody's kind of dialed out.
Come on.
We should write this down in your journal, Dougie. Just remember. Remember for next year.
Right. Take a vacation at some point in time. All right. So we're going to do, because these guys aren't here, I like doing the tech stories because I teach and I learn by doing some of these things. And it's different than the regular conversation, sort of the news talk conversation that we have, because it becomes more personal to many of us who have use of devices and maybe don't get all the use that we can out of our devices. How can we be helpful to you? Well, there's some information that maybe you'll raise your eyebrows after hearing, and that's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-1503. That's 1-800-471-1503. 1-800-471-1503. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
56 past the hour on Good Day. Fitbit apparently was a big seller for Christmas. The company's app was the most downloaded on Apple's App Store on Christmas Day.
I saw a lot of people. You don't have one.
A Fitbit?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had I think I got one for Meredith last year, and then she has the. I got her a.
An Apple Watch, yeah.
An Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. You don't need the Fitbit after that, right?
Right.
And then, so, what is the benefit of the Fitbit? Have you got one?
I use the Fitbit. Here's why I think I like it more than the Apple Watch, although I reserve the right to change my mind and get an Apple Watch at some point. Mm-hmm. But with the Apple Watch, you're essentially carrying your whole phone with you all the time, and that thing is beeping, and, you know, you're getting text messages, and I mean, how connected do you want to be? I already carry my phone everywhere. Why do I want it on my wrist?
And you have to have the phone, Meredith explained to me.
You do.
To use.
To make the partnership work,
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know if she knew that beforehand. I don't know that you get as much usage out of it because it uses a lot of energy. It goes dead a lot.
Yeah, I actually got my mom one for Christmas this year, an Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. She's just sort of playing with it. But yeah, you have to have your phone with you at all times, otherwise it's not going to work. But it's just a little too wired in. I was watching my mom yesterday at the fax machine at my day job, and I hear her out there going ding ding, and like everything's just ringing on her body now. It's like, please. But with the Fitbit, and there's other things about the Apple Watch I'm sure are great, like it counts your blood pressure and your pulse and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Fitbit, you can either get one for your pocket or you wear it on your wrist, and it counts your steps for the most part, and it counts your sleep. And it's not a full service phone. You're not getting text messages. It's kind of just there to sort of monitor what you're doing. So it's a quieter tracker, I think, which is why I like it a little bit better. And I use it, I use mine a lot. In Prague, it was actually jumping off my wrist because we walked so much.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, 25,000 steps in a day, and that thing's like, whew, all right, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? What did you do with my old owner?
All right, the story of the man who apparently fell to his death when he became distracted by his device.
Yes.
At the San Diego Scenic Overlook.
Don't do that.
Come on. The guy was from Indiana. His name was Joshua Burwell. How dumb do you have to be? This is a very popular spot, apparently, Kenny, right?
Oh, yeah.
There to watch the sunset, that sort of thing. Yep. He went there, and while he was posting a message on Facebook, he fell over the cliff.
Look at this view.
We shouldn't be laughing about it, but oh, my God.
Why in cartoons, when someone goes over the side, do they always go, ah, hoo, 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 hoo?
I don't know.
I think that's mostly goofy.
You know, I scream expletives when I fall off
ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. 59 minutes after the hour. Aren't you glad you heard that here first on the Good Day program?
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.